The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
Hey, before we get started, I just wanted to make a quick plug for my weekly newsletter. It's totally free, and it's a great way to get the best, most useful ideas from nonfiction without having to, you know, read a ton of books. I do that for you, along with my team, and we highlight the ideas that we think will change your life for the better. To sign up, use the link in the episode notes or go to Next Big Idea on LinkedIn. Thanks. Now on with the show.
LinkedIn presents.
Howdy, everyone. This is the Next Big Idea Daily, and I'm your host, Michael Kovnet. Have you heard of the hero's journey? You probably have. This story arc, the template for tales and myths in many cultures throughout recorded history, was popularized by the author Joseph Campbell and has become widely known. In many legends, the hero who leaves home and is transformed by challenging adventures appears as a young person, often a young man. But as a psychological template, the hero's journey applies to all of us at all stages of life. Ben Cott has written a new book called The Way Home, Discovering the Hero's Journey to Wholeness at Midlife. Ben served as an ordained minister for over a decade and now works as a meditation teacher, spiritual coach, and writer. Here he is to share his big ideas.
As a meditation teacher, coach, and former ordained minister, I've been helping people discover wholeness, purpose, and meaning for almost two decades. But get this, one morning in my mid-30s, I realized that I had forgotten to tend to these essential matters for myself. I was out on a run when an inner voice interrupted me. "If you don't have your heart, you have nothing," the voice declared. It didn't matter whether it was a message from my soul or God or something sketchy I ate the night before. I knew exactly what this mystical moment meant. I had lost my heart, and I needed to reclaim it. The journey to wholeness requires that you leave the familiar. This isn't primarily about surface matters like who you're with, what you do for work, or where you live. It's deeper. It's about leaving behind the operating patterns that are keeping you small and stuck. In order to gain clarity about what you need to leave, and the courage to leave it, new habits are required. These ritual practices, which include spiritual disciplines, mindfulness practices, and rites of passage, are activities that aid the process of self-discovery. I was directed to my foundational ritual practices a few weeks after that rainy morning run when I received another mystical message in the form of a Mad Men-era Jaguar luxury car slogan that seemed to be written just for me. Grace, space, pace. Pace called me to slow down, to rest, to simply be. Space prompted me to reflect and recharge through journaling, yoga, and meditation. And grace, through the hospitality of friends and strangers, taught me to embrace vulnerability and receive love. As weird as it sounds, these three words from an old magazine ad helped me identify and relinquish my obsession with achievement, perfection, and the approval of others. But grace, space, and pace, and the host of restorative practices they inspire, aren't just for me. They're powerful for anyone who gives them a try. When you leave behind the roles that have defined you for so long, by choice or unwillingly, you are plunged into the unknown. It's lonely and disorienting. While the accompaniment of a partner, friend, therapist, or spiritual director is critical as you walk through the darkness, nature is also a powerful ally. Poet William Wordsworth once wrote, "Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher," echoing what indigenous cultures throughout history have known. Even though this truth has been largely forgotten in the modern world, nature's powerful wisdom will no doubt be revealed to you if you stay open and pay attention as you wander through the unknown. During my journey to wholeness, a jaguar stalked me in my dreams, an owl visited me in the woods. Hummingbirds always seemed to be appearing just when I needed to learn something. I stood naked before a wise cactus, wept beneath ponderosa pines, and descended into a lonely canyon. These encounters with the wild helped me surrender, taught me perseverance, and set me free. Likewise, on your journey to get your heart back, whether it is deep in a wilderness area or on a path at a local park, visiting an animal at the zoo or watching the birds in your backyard, nature's landscapes and wild things will reflect truths back to you about who you are and why you are here. Joseph Campbell, the 20th century mythologist, famously called this universal way home to wholeness the hero's journey. It's a single story that appears throughout history in myths, sacred texts, folklore, and fairy tales from across cultures and religions. You've also seen this pattern in modern movies, read it in books, and witnessed it in the real life of anyone you've ever met who is living their fullest life. But even though the way is well known, many refuse to take it, because it's too slow in a world that demands a quick fix. It also doesn't guarantee success, at least not the success of self-help strategies that promise to improve your bank account, abs, or influence. Spoiler alert, the way provides something greater, inner healing and fulfillment. The main reason this path is less traveled, however, is because it requires you to face your death. Your false self must die in order to mature into wholeness. This might not sound all that bad up front, but here's the tricky thing. When you begin this journey, the false self that must die doesn't feel very false, because it has protected you from pain and helped you fit in and accomplished good things. Sometimes. It has also hurt you and hindered you, which is why it's time to get rid of this expired version of you. Dying to your false self is an agonizing process, but this death is the doorway to your truest, fullest self. Embarking on the journey of self-discovery is not a selfish endeavor. In fact, claiming your wholeness is only complete when you return to serve your community, when you come back to the world with a gift to give. In a 1980 commencement speech at Spelman College, theologian, mystic, and civil rights leader Howard Thurman spoke to graduates about listening to, above all, the sound of the genuine within them. This is what the way home is about, rediscovering the sound of the genuine within yourself. It is your calling, your unique contribution to the world that flows from your true identity. Work is one arena in which you might embody your calling, but your calling is also expressed in moments, relationships, projects, and beyond. As I learned, a preoccupation with your occupation, which is common in our productivity-obsessed and achievement-oriented society, not only interferes with your growth towards wholeness, it also constricts your capacity to be a conduit of healing in the world. At times, there might be significant overlap between the sound of the genuine and your job, but remember that your calling is always bigger than your career, and prioritizing your calling is crucial because it not only changes you, it changes the world. Before "follow your bliss" became his catchphrase for the process of pursuing and discovering your heart and calling, Joseph Campbell talked about being faithful to your weird. For those of you listening, that's W-Y-R-D. Weird referred to the ancient image of a trio of sisters who spun the threads of fate. It meant having the power to control destiny. Eventually, weird became weird, as we know it, and its meaning evolved into unearthly, and later, odd, strange. Considering these three definitions, being faithful to your weird might be the most fitting way to describe the path to wholeness. Because prioritizing your wholeness and living in a heart-centered way, not to mention engaging in ritual practices and becoming a student of the wild, is countercultural. It is a bit strange. It is also kind of unearthly to move through life with a sense of purpose, regardless of whether or not you are receptive to mystical messages. Finally, this way is also weird because living in alignment with your calling is a form of spinning the threads of your own destiny. Rather than settling for the status quo and passively waiting for some predetermined thing to happen, you claim the power to live what poet Mary Oliver called the one wild and precious life that is yours to live. This journey to wholeness is weird in every way. So we might as well just say you have to be weird to get your heart back. You need to stay weird to keep it. But weird is the way to go. Because if you have your heart, you have everything.
All right, that's it for this week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Follow your bliss and stay weird. I plan to, but in my spare time, I'll be gathering together a fresh batch of new ideas to share with you next week. These episodes were written by me, Michael Kovnat, and edited by Kayla Bissinger. The Next Big Idea Daily is part of the LinkedIn Podcast Network. I'm Michael Kovnat. See you Monday.